Hey, you beautiful warrior women, it's Karen here. And today I want to share with you my four food practices that I incorporate when I work with clients. It's the four foodie tips. And I look at these in order to create a food strategy. A strategy means you have a plan. And when we're off plan, there is no strategy and we're just kind of hit and miss and grabbing whatever. That's what runs us into trouble when it comes to our body, our weight. Not moving into the body transformation that we want, all that kind of stuff. So, what I do when I create a food strategy plan for my clients, first thing I look at is the number of meals. So, it can be anywhere from 3 to 5 meals. It just depends. We really have to take into account the client. Who she is, what her likes and dislikes are, what her metabolism is currently doing. And then we do that through pictures and through a form that we send out because we have to know where she's at before we're changing anything, right? It's really important to meet the client where she's at and what has her eating lifestyle been. And we get clues from that. And of course, we chat with the client as well. But the number of meals is really important. And once we can get that set, then we can put in the timing of the meals. Timing is really important as well. Again, there is no hard set rule. There are a lot of rules around you should eat breakfast. Well, what does breakfast mean? And I call it the first meal of the day. Let's look at the first meal of the day. So the timing piece is going to be different for everybody because everybody has a different wake time, different sleep time. They have different work patterns. They may be different on weekends than during the week. They may have shift work, which is a challenge to work through for sure. But again, even with shift work, there has to be a solid strategy. Everything is about strategy, guys. And so the number of meals and the timing of the meals is important. And then, of course, the third one is portions. Yes, portions, portions. That is something that we definitely need to play with. And I do have women use a scale and some of the measuring tools when they come in because you can't just move into intuitive eating because it's an art. So the skill is measuring everything, and the art form is when you can move away from all of the measuring tactics and move into just using your visuals and your understanding of what is 20 grams of this, what is a 30 grams a serving of protein, what is the serving amount of protein for me and my body size, very different than somebody who's 5'10. I'm only 5'2. So it's going to be different. So the meals and the timing and the portions are really important. I'm sorry, ladies, but if you're short like me, you don't get to eat as much as your sister who's 5'9 or 5'10. It's just the way it is. And so we have a certain amount of real estate that we're supporting here, and we have less real estate, so we have less food needs. Our engine is smaller. So we have to look at portions as well, but the client really has to come to understand and digest and make it intuitive so that it is a sixth sense on learning in a heartbeat. How much protein visually, that's exactly what I need. And where's my starchy carbs? That's it. And where's my fibrous carbs? That's it. And what about my fats? And it becomes automatic. And that's what we want. We don't want to live as a victim to all of the tools, the measuring cups, the scales, all of that stuff. And people often think, because when I lay out a meal, it's pretty succinct. And I rarely ever deviate. And they're like, oh, did you weigh all that? Did you measure it? You must have, because it looks the same. No, I just know how to do it because I've been doing it so long. And that's what I endeavor to teach all of my clients. And it's total food freedom, but it's individual for everybody. And then the final one, of course, is the macronutrients. Now, there's a ton of stuff around macronutrients. We didn't even call it that when I got into this game in the 80s. And the reason was, well, it's proteins, carbs, or fats, right? Nothing was demonized back then either. And it's interesting because in the 80s and 90s, it was fat, right? Take away the fat. And then we went, oops, that's not right. Let's give more fat. Okay. So let's do the keto where you get to eat all this kind of fat. Oh, that didn't feel so good. Okay. And then carbs were demonized. And now carbs are coming back as the love bug of the macronutrients. So it's always interesting. Protein has been scaring people for years. Don't eat too much protein. It's going to hurt your kidneys. Again, a lot of myths around that. And this video isn't to dispel the myths, but it really is about understanding that your percentages of protein and carbs and fats is important. And it's different for women over 40. And it's also different depending on where you are, perimenopause or menopause. And it's different depending on your goals, your diet history, where your metabolism is at, and what your exercise and body goals are. Really important that you understand they have to be malleable. And again, this is where we have to come understand the client that we're working with. And if anybody just gives you a cookie ready-made, here's your macronutrients and here's your food plan, guys, they don't know you, and they haven't come to understand your biochemistry, your metabolism, your likes, your dislikes. Even looking at the last 2, 3, 5, 10 years of a woman's lifestyle is going to paint a pretty solid picture of where she's at and where I need to go with her as a strategy to move her into the body transformation that she wants. So the four foodie factors are number of meals, portions, timing, and macros. So it's a strategy and it's a blueprint. And once you get that in place, you rarely have to change it. Now, if I have a woman that wants a little bit extra weight off because she might be carrying an extra, or she wants to get from 28% body fat down to 22, there's ways to tweak it around the food strategy, but you must have the framework in place to work from first. And that framework takes time and consistency and patience for the body to come back into a place of homeostasis, which is a fancy word for balance, and where it starts to run and fuel itself on this new food strategy. Once it's in place, guys, you don't have to change it. And that's the beauty of it. You alter it a bit and you learn how to, but really, how your body operates at 40 should be no different than at 60 or 70 or 80. It really depends on your lifestyle. When your lifestyle changes, that is when the food needs will change. But if you're still active and you're still out there doing and loving and hiking and you're exercising and you're doing all that beautiful stuff, the food remains the same. And a final comment is research has finally learned, thankfully, because us in the field have known this for years. We're waiting for research and science to catch up. The metabolism does not drop much. Hardly at all over 40 and 50, and not much even after 60, maybe 2%. As long as you are doing weight training is your staple, not cardio, guys, weight training. And as long as you are managing your food in a consistent manner with appropriate amounts of proteins and carbs and fats. And there's the lower portion and there's the upper portion, and you just play within that area. It's more dependent on your lifestyle and your likes. And so those two factors, when you've been doing it for years or decades, like some of us lifestyle athletes, as I call us, who have been training and eating well for decades, the body does not change, guys. So you when you age or you hit hormonal stuff, or you go on holidays and you're not training, very little changes in your food needs and your metabolism, because we are always parenting our metabolisms and how our body acts and reacts. And that's the beauty of what we do. So if your body is not where you want it to be, if you feel your metabolism has softened due to age or due to being sedentary, which usually is the main cause, or your food has been off kilter, or it's all over the map, your exercise isn't consistent, or it's all over the map, your body is going to be in a confused state. And it likes consistency. It's very boring. It likes consistency in its food and its exercise. It likes to know when the next meal's coming, when the next exercise is coming. And science has even shown that if you have like training leg day every 5 days or 6 days, the nerves in the muscle start to fire because it actually knows what day it is. That's crazy. The body has this innate wisdom, and a lot of people just look at it as flesh and blood. And I certainly don't, because I've been a lover and a watcher of human anatomy and my body and the hundreds or probably thousands of clients' bodies that I've trained over the years. And it fascinates me all the time. There's not a lot new under the sun, guys. And if you go deeper instead of wider, you're going to learn so much about your body, so much about how it operates, and the basics still apply, no matter what trendy Tim or hyped up Holly wants to tell you about all the cool stuff coming down the pipe about this, that, or the other thing. It's just confusing. And I think sometimes people want to make things overcomplicated as a way to I don't know, maybe be cool or to slay that metabolism giant. And it's not. Things are basic. Things are really basic. So what I endeavor to do in my programs and my coaching is bring women back to the basics. And guess what? They're not sexy, but they work, and they have worked for decades. And it's really important that we come to understand the most important factors, of course, are consistency and commitment to the plan that you're on. So I hope that helps. The four foodie factors: number of meals, timings, portions, and macros has to be in a strategy that supports you and your goals, your experience, where you want to go in your body and your transformation. And then you build that foundation, and you alter it along the way just a little bit with proper feedback and proper check-ins and accountability and support. Okay, you guys, be well. Thanks for listening, and go train today. Ciao.